This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Shuck on it, Trebek. Shuck it long, and shuck it hard.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
Respect for you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike, a lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
I would also like to point out to you that the dilemma, the political dilemma, is bipartisan. And in recent weeks, Americans have seen those emotions on display. On the streets of major cities,
Jeff, I believe that the president...
Let me interrupt for a second. I think what happened, Jeff, is that the president is rehearsing, and
right.
The pool, network pool, inadvertently went to the president as he is rehearsing.
Exactly.
We're still about 45 seconds away from this.
Just
is
one
supposed
quick
to,
point, then, if
supposed
I may.
To begin.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
That's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam... Then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
¿Y eso qué fue?
No lo sé.
Parece que es en la casa de Pablo.
Nada me sorprendería de esa casa.
Date prisa o llegaremos tarde.
Un momento, Pablo, un momento. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando en tu casa?
¿A qué te refieres?
Me refiero a eso, nada más.
¿Esa que es Betty?
¿Tu mujer?
Sí, está tomando clases de judo.
¿Clases de judo? ¿Y para qué?
¿Qué tienes, Pedro? ¿No lees los periódicos? El merodeador merodea otra vez. Los ciudadanos deben estar prevenidos contra el ladrón enmascarado.
¿Y para qué estudia judo?
La mujer tiene que defenderse.
¿Y para qué estás tú?
Me defenderá a mí también.
¡Ay, gallina!
Ya es tarde, muchachos.
Sí, ya vamos. Espera que les cuente esto a mis compañeros de trabajo. La esposa del enano toma clases de judo para defenderlo.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Wilma, ¿dónde está?
Aquí estoy, Pedro, debajo de la cama.
¿Debajo de la cama?
Eso es lo que dije.
¿Te asustó ese malvado merodeador? El mamá del meme. Regresé por el botín.
¡El merodeador!
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey!
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No, I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible. That's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
The Bear Down Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl 35 on the frozen tundra of Lando Field. For the Bears, it's down their last-ditch effort. Fourth down and goal. They're at the 8-yard line. The handoff to Buzz Burbank. Breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's at the 5, sheds the tackle at the 2. Touchdown, Buzz Burbank. And the Bears have won the world championship.
the American Idol tour. You guys are all getting back together.
Top 10, go back and tour, and we'll be traveling the country for about 40-some dates.
So when does it kick off?
July 6th.
July 6th. Now, you get to see some people you haven't seen in a while. So who are you excited to, like, kick it with again?
My boy, Ace.
Ace?
Yeah. We became like brothers, so we're really excited to.
Here's an idea.
Okay.
Ace and you in a band.
He's a fag.
I would buy that album, and I would buy the DVD for that album.
You know, I think he's got his own stuff going on. Hopefully, so.
Hey, well, either way.
We'll see what happens. Maybe.
But I'll tell you what happened. Bob Costas said, "Hey, Regis." Well, I'm midway up the aisle, you know. I'm sitting there with Trump.
Good for you. Sit with Trump.
Me and Trump are holding hands, hoping we haven't been canceled yet, you know. Season just began, but you never know in this business. So anyway, Costas, nice guy. Regis, I'll throw you a ball. He throws me a ball. Well, you know, me, Gelman, right there, I pull it in. 3 more balls left.
Okay.
So I forget. I think Al Michaels said, take this one, Regis. Boom. Regis holds the ball in this end. 2 balls. Now there are Shannon Sharp, who's a big, powerful former tight end, and one other guy. Why can't I think of the fourth guy on their team? In any event, the third guy throws me the ball. Now I'm holding 2 balls. Pull it down. Now Regis has got 3 balls. Regis in the ice. How many balls can Regis get old carry? He's got 3 balls and Shannon Sharp. You know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
That's right. Shannon Sharp, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. 4 ball Regis, right there. 4. Thank you.
Are we still on the air? Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other.
Did we just play this one?
And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him he's listening to the Don and Mike show.
No, I guess we haven't.
I'm wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
Have we played it recently?
Yeah, like within a week,
a couple of weeks ago.
All right,
go grab another one, would you, real fast?
Hey, you sold that Regis one perfectly.
Yeah,
that was you did not oversell that at all. That was exactly that is exactly as you described it to me today.
He called Mike this morning. It's the one
that
time
is, that is so
the
good.
The one time he's not watching Regis. As if God is talking about having 4 balls.
I wasn't watching it because I thought he was taking the week off.
No, give me one of the burper tapes.
My favorite line, Gelman. You know, I pull it in.
That's great.
Okay.
I guess Regis, you got to kind of watch every day because he makes his own schedule.
Did you get this one from in here or out there?
In here.
Out there?
In here.
Go out there.
Okay.
Hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Hi there.
Hi, Rick.
See, I don't know if we...
Rigged and Dees.
I don't know if it's in here, maybe we've played it recently.
I don't know, but they're all
let's
enjoyable.
Let's try this one.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident. And
okay.
I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, what would you like us to answer?
Did we play this one recently?
I don't think so.
I have a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know what Toodaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keelosis, correct?
No, it's
on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I with the same razor that I shaved my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blow.
Okay. But, okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole. That was really interesting.
Dr. Harvey Firestein.
That's right. That was nearly seamless until we got to that last call. But we'll figure it out.
Sure.
And don't forget, as the president on 24 told us before the show today, they've started construction on the new place.
Yes. President Logan, Charles Logan, was in the office today, ducking in to tell us that. Very good news.
Oh, Mike, you got it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5. All the way out there and left, it's between noon and 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
That is that.
Hello!
There and this.
Hello!
This is Jane Child.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi there. This is good, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jane Child. Don't want to fall in love.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello.
On your hit music station. Look at them standing there patiently.
Ta-da!
No. Hey.
Hey.
It's a revolving door.
Now you've ruined the illusion.
Here he comes now, even though he jumped the gun.
He's mentally retarded.
I'm an illusion ruiner. How's your stool?
From the store.
It is?
From the stool store.
Two more payments.
And it's all mine.
Attaboy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. That's how they roll, and all the ships at sea.
Right.
Bow to their mastery.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, both in purple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey. Thank you, Rob. And hi there. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Hello.
I'm sure you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
8-05-16 odd six.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Well, hi, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. And here's the phone numbers. Unlike a lot of shows, we don't give them out a lot.
Right? Now, there's a method in our madness.
So write them down. It's almost a secret. I know we play the tape every once in a while. But
yeah, we try to keep them from you, but you find them anyway.
The main number is 877-365-3636. And if you're calling from somewhere where 877 doesn't work, you can get us at 800-636-1067. And for a limited time only, here in D.C., if you're hearing us on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
If you got the iPod, go to iTunes. We're there on talk radio. 99 episodes updated daily for you. Stuff that's not on our website. And you can also hear us on the intronet. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll get the stream, which today is full of buttery goodness. And also, oh yes, email.
Yeah.
We don't read them.
No. We can't.
We got someone else back there who reads them.
We don't know how.
But you can email the show anytime that we're on the air. Or anytime. Email at donandmikewebsite.com. There you go. Are we accessible enough? And then right here, this would be the orgasm of the song, right here.
Oh, yeah. There she goes.
Right there. At that point in the song, that's where you roll over and say, where's the remote? That's where you roll over and say, would you scratch my back, please?
Oh, man, heavy keyboard, heavy keyboard.
Or if you're really close with a woman, it's at that point when you can lay over, just roll over and just let a creeper go.
Usually there's a slight delay before. You can't do it immediately.
No,
better. Because even in the best relationships, that's not allowed. But you can do it, I would say 2 minutes is the acceptable amount of time.
And you can say, hey, I held it.
Yeah. And usually it's easier if she has to take just a tiny little run into the powder room after lovin'.
After the lovin'.
After the lovin'.
I still want to fart with you.
For you.
I want a fart for you.
Listen to me. That sounds like we could make that album happen. We could make that a reality. I want a fart for you. Just a picture of you and I with serious expressions on the cover.
Let us fart for you.
Just both you and I looking in the camera, very sincere, doe-like looks, like the idols give.
Well, listen, we'd love to start the show here with some talk about, all things that have nothing to do with anything.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But we do have... The homeless chick is here.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, really?
Will you load her music in, Rob?
I will.
This is exciting.
Now, before we bring the homeless chick in, and none of us have met her, remember she called the show yesterday drunk from her car. She starts her new job at the Home Depot on Friday.
Yes, she was drunk, but she was much more in control than that other fellow we talked to.
Now, what we offered her was the chance to bring her car here, mm-hmm. to live here at the radio station for a period of time.
Right.
And I think we can put her up until Friday.
Wonderful.
Very good.
So today's Tuesday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. until the end of the show on Friday.
Much better, much less expensive than a major hotel.
Very nice.
Now,
even the Breezeway.
Now, because, you know, this company lives to lawyer. They love to lawyer.
We've heard from the lawyers.
They of course we have.
Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily disagree with them that they said, we are concerned for her safety if you're saying that there's going to be a woman who's going to be in the parking lot at all hours of the day and night. So here is where we make the supreme sacrifice. And also, it is a great chance to just screw with everybody at the radio station.
Of course it is.
Well, we're going to propose to this chick, and we've not met her. She's in the other room.
Mm. Can't wait to meet her.
From... Hold on, I wrote down the hours.
Very nice.
From 8 a.m., start of business every day, until 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right.
She lives in her car, either up on the top garage, or if it's a sunny day,
nice.
Or downstairs if it's raining. From 7 p.m. Until 8 a.m., she will live in our office.
Hey, good. We got a TV in there.
That is so nice of you.
We have a TV. Yeah. We have a couch.
We still have the fridge in there?
We have a mini fridge in there.
Yeah, we do have a mini fridge in there.
And, of course, you know, there's bathrooms everywhere. But just do
there are microwaves around the station that she can use.
Yeah.
Now, there's a vending machine.
And, you know, there's the eye in the sky. Mm-hmm. So she should know that wherever she goes, she will be tracked.
Yeah, she can't steal anything.
Yeah, right. She'll have to get whatever DJ is on in the middle of the night to let her out if she needs to go to the bathroom. Bathroom,
yes. Sure.
But then at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. this is where it gets beautiful. 8 o'clock, just as all the salespeople and all the executives are coming in their fancy Brooks Brothers clothes,
right.
you will have this chick.
Wish we could make it 9 o'clock.
This chick,
we can't, can we? You already asked it.
Start
you?
Of business actually is 8:30, and 8 o'clock was the requested time.
Yeah, okay.
But all still. Right.
She should be up by then.
There's a bunch of people here who have the phony initiative that they really give an ass about this job.
Putting on the show.
And they'll be here. And there's a lot of times that they have, like, sales meetings at 8 a.m.
Right.
So there's a very good chance. That as the people in their impressive power ties are coming in, mm-hmm. they'll be, you know, passing the homeless ladies.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I urge her to leave the door open and maybe wear a robe.
Well, again.
With big fuzzy slippers.
It's totally up to her, but that way we know, without a doubt, she will be safe.
Yes.
That as long as she stays in our office, mm-hmm. you know, let's face it, the building has bulletproof glass.
Yes,
even though they've still not fixed a couple of the windows where it proved that we have bulletproof glass because there's a couple of bullet holes in windows.
This is, fortunately for her, a secure location. Mm-hmm. I think this is a great idea.
It is. So, listen, I can't wait on this. I've got to meet her and see if she'd like to take us up. So let's welcome her now.
Roll her in.
Homeless the woman. And who says that we're not nice guys?
Very nice.
We're trying to do something nice for her.
Because she cares,
y'all. Yeah.
Here she comes. Hi there.
Oh, there she is.
How are you?
Hi there.
Very nice to meet you.
Mike. Hi, John.
Hi
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's wearing purple.
What?
Everybody's wearing purple.
Now,
it's Purple you Tuesday.
You look much too clean to be a homeless woman.
That's true.
Well, I am homeless, but I am not a bum.
You don't appear to be anything even remotely close to a bum. And as you mentioned to us yesterday, you're going to get a job at Home Depot. Is that right?
That's right.
Very cool.
She's homeless.
Moving on up.
She
he's homeless.
Did you hear what we were talking about before you came into the studio?
Okay. How would you feel? How would you feel about that?
I wish I had a really crappy robe. That would be really cool.
I'll get you a robe.
Yeah?
I'll get you a robe.
Really big.
Yeah, it might not be a crappy one. Don't we have any of those soprano robes kicking around?
I think those were many, many years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Many
years ago
we had those. But we've got a prize closet full of oversized T-shirts.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We've got a fully functioning ladies' room.
Uh-huh. She's got access to the vending machines upstairs, right?
Yes, she will.
From down here.
And
excellent.
In our office, we've got a little mini fridge.
As a matter of fact, what is your name? What's your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Right.
Okay, so let me just write that down. L, is that with a Z?
No, that would be Liza. I'm not Liza.
Liza. I always hope.
Lisa with a Z.
I always hope. And for the guys in the Beach Towel Club, very attractive.
Yes. And in fact, very accurate as far as what she said yesterday. You said Shania Twain with 20 pounds?
Give or take.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I think that, no, you were not, you didn't lie.
That's what you told me.
You didn't lie. You got very, very pretty eyes, a very nice face.
Thank you.
You're a very nice looking woman. And you don't appear to be bum-like.
No, I'm not bum-like.
And we have had homeless people that appear to be bum-like.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Grippy. Rob Grippy, our dear friend.
Oh.
Rob Grippy.
Oh.
If you don't mind, what we'll probably do at some point is just take a digital picture of your face.
Okay.
And just put it on our website so people can see what your face looks like.
They should.
Okay.
And let me see, then you would be living here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And every day, we'll be able to check in with you and see, you know, what's happened.
Right.
Who you've met, what you've done.
Do we know the employees that are here after hours? I mean, we certainly know the lineup, the local lineup here. But do we know any of the creatures of the night here?
No, we do not, Mike.
Because I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about the guys that might be running the board late at night here.
Well, Rob will.
I'll get to know him and
Rob will
and maybe I'll introduce you later.
don't do that.
What?
I think it's good folks.
Good folks.
Good folks.
Okay, Rob knows everybody.
Good,
here.
Good folk.
Rob
good
likes everybody here.
Hey.
Yeah, you do.
Good folk. So yeah, let me see. You'd be in your car during daylight hours,
right.
And then you know sundown. Like Gordon Lightfoot sings, get your ass in our office.
Right.
I tell you what, why don't you, Rob, would you take her back to the office and give us a call from the office?
See what she thinks of the place. Please go and check out your new hotel room.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Okay.
She's very nice.
She is. And as soon as we get her okay on our office, we'll send her right out to her car.
Yes, because she's right now not supposed to be in the building.
It's a curfew violation.
Now, listen, where are the TV cameras? We are doing something that is good. We are doing something charitable.
This is a goodness thing.
Come on, this is like Oprah's Angels. Come on.
Sweeps are almost over.
Where are all of the TV cameras?
Come on now, you're here when there's bad stuff. What about good stuff?
We are exploiting a homeless woman. Mm-hmm. A hot homeless woman.
I always knew we would.
I mean, she's got makeup on. She appears to have all of her teeth.
I believe the phone's ringing.
Here's the inside line. Hello?
Hello, dear friend.
Hello. Hello. Be a love and
how does she like the new digs?
She's excited. She hasn't watched TV in weeks.
Oh, really? So she's going to be able to log a lot of TV
time.
Yeah,
sure. What's not to like?
Would you put her on the phone?
Yes. Hold, please.
Okay. There she is now.
Hello.
Homeless Lisa back in her office.
Yes.
So it's not a super large television set, but, you know, it does the trick. It's color.
Lots of pens.
Mm-hmm. Could you? Oh yeah. Well, that's my desk.
Those are Sharpies.
Could you describe our office where you'll be sleeping from 7 p.m. until 8 a.m.?
Well, there's a lovely silly putty covered colored leather couch.
That's a perfect description. I've never heard it discovered. It's flesh colored. Yes, it is. Yes.
And walls the color of the sky on a beautiful summer day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lovely lamp and acoustic tiled ceilings.
Good description. She's making it
looks
nicer.
Like fluorescent lights, but that's all right because there's a really nice lamp here,
mm-hmm.
And the desk is very clean. And
thank you. That would be my work area.
To see any animal droppings anywhere, so it looks pretty good to me.
I don't think we have any vermin in the building.
No, we don't.
The best of my except
now
for the
you know, huh?
except for man.
Now we do.
Now we do.
And I think you'll be glad to know that you get all basic cable. And I mean, no HBO, but
definitely get ESPN.
Yeah, and you get TBS.
Goody ESPN.
You're not a sports fan?
Not really.
Well, that's a girly thing. That's
do we get Lifetime?
History Channel. I don't watch Lifetime.
You know what we do get? We get the Homeless Channel. You'll enjoy that.
Excellent.
It should be wonderful.
It's on a different channel every day.
Shoes out of toilet paper rolls and things like that.
Sure.
Okay, well come on back in the studio now,
okay.
Lisa.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, she's very smart. I think she's not going to be homeless for long.
there she was back in our office. You know, and I don't think we got a chance to ask her yesterday exactly
her story.
Yeah, what brought her to these circumstances?
Because really, I think everybody is aware that in society today, it can happen in the blink of an eye to anybody. And I'd like to hear what her story's all about.
So here she is again. Now here is.
I don't think we got your story, as Don was mentioning. We didn't get all the details about you know.
How did you become the homeless lady?
Well, Don, I moved to Los Angeles from Northern Virginia, and I moved to Los Angeles back in 99. I was there for about 6 years, and too expensive. Everything's too expensive, and I moved home, stayed with my parents for a while. That didn't work out. My last roommates, things just don't work out. Roommate situations don't work out. I never went to college, which I probably should have done. Therefore, the pay rate at most jobs aren't really enough around here in Northern Virginia to live on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a roommate, and I haven't found one yet. And I lost my job.
Wow. And what job was that, and how'd you lose it, if you don't mind asking?
I worked for a general contractor construction in the advertising and business development department, and the guy that hired me left, and basically they had no use for me anymore, so they just eliminated my position.
Wow.
Happened. And
that's how it happened.
He's homeless. So you're homeless. So
now
then,
somebody would say you did. Your folks are still in the area?
They're still in the area, but it's much like, sometimes families just don't.
Okay, so you're not on good terms with your
not
parents?
Not at all.
Okay, so you can't go to them?
No.
Don't have any other family members around the area?
I don't have any family members.
But you do have friends. You were mentioning yesterday that you do shower like at friends' house.
I shower a couple nights a week. I'll stay over there. But, you know, if you have to rely on your friends, then it causes friction sometimes. And I prefer to just be independent on my own. And the only way to do that right now is to just sort of scrape by until I...
Well, here you go.
Have enough money to do something else.
You did get a job, and you got a job at Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good outfit to deal with, right?
Yeah, you know, as far as, you know, menial jobs, it's up there.
And you got benefits with them, too, right?
Yeah,
that type of thing? Okay.
Well, here you go now. Don't think that this is going to be an everyday thing, but, buy yourself some soap. There's a $20 bill for you.
All right.
Buy yourself.
She just did a pit check for you.
Thank you.
There's a McDonald's right down the street.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Make it last.
Okay.
Very
they have
good.
A dollar menu, you know.
That's sure good. That's
I've
good
learned all kinds of things.
Oh, tell me about it.
Let me.
At Mike.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't seem to have anything.
All he has is $500 bills. You can't break them.
Sorry.
No, he really doesn't have anything.
Okay. What do we have here? Axis receipt. Satellite, sign up now to get Dish Network or DirecTV and get a $100 gift certificate to the Red Sox store. I don't know how this
he has no
wallet.
Money. He has no money, but he has a
coupon.
Of coupon. All right, well, Lisa, where's your car right now?
It's up on the deck.
Up on the deck. Well, I think you are safe there for the next.
I'm terribly sorry. This is just my Nordstrom's receipt.
Rub it in. I can go to Nordstrom's and buy things.
I'm sorry. This is from where I did my shoe shopping last.
I'm terribly sorry. That's horrible. No.
I don't really have any cash. I don't have any cash.
Okay.
No, you can't see my receipt.
He loves the shoes.
It's got all my unmentionables on it, Don. Don't reach for my receipt.
What, like your underpants?
Yes, underwear. I do my underwear at Nordstrom's. I do.
Thank God for Amazon. Thank God. I don't hardly go anywhere to buy anything anymore.
My underwear on Amazon?
Sure. Hanes, how simple can you get, honey? Hanes, proud to be 36, big fat guy, but 36.
You're not fat.
Order it right off the internet. Are you kidding? Why go to the store? Why have you actually interact with people?
I was going to say less interaction with human beings.
That's a good point.
How about that?
You can get anything on the internet.
See the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Nice shirt?
Yeah.
Off the internet.
Really?
Off the internet. Didn't go to a store.
He is colorful today, isn't
very
he?
Very colorful.
He is very colorful today.
Hey. Hey. What's wrong with this
but
shirt?
But it matches.
Nothing's wrong with
What's
that.
What's wrong with this shirt?
Nothing. That is very stylish.
Check
very
it out
trendy.
Tonight. I guarantee.
That is a wonderful shirt.
I
like that shirt, Waldo.
I guarantee Randy Jackson will wear a shirt just like it. Oh, what? Where's Waldo?
It's the combination of doesn't. Did Waldo have a vest on or was he just brightly colored?
A sweater. A
just a sweater? Okay, a sweat. Hey, look at me. I mean, I know I'm a slob today, okay?
It would look better if it was short-sleeved.
My shirt would look better if it was short-sleeved?
It would be really cool.
Your ass would look better if you lost about 20 pounds.
Oh,
here we go. So it begins.
See, we're all getting along now. It's just like a family. Welcome to the family, and you're going to be staying in our house.
Yes, thank you.
Now, you seem very, very nice, Lisa.
Thank you.
And, Well, is there anything I could order you off the internet, being as I don't like going to stores? Is there anything that you would need this week? I mean, any feminine products?
Oh, no, that was last week.
That
was a very bad week.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That'll make it easy.
But, you know, the good thing is there is always, it seems to me that there's always food lying around here.
Well.
You know, and it's not like you know, that people have eaten. It's food that comes in
lying
and just
on top of the trash.
There. No, there's actually food down the hallway right now.
There's like,
there's donuts down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of people bring food by during the show, and we either eat it or Joe eats it, and it sits around. Plus, there's $20. Knock yourself out. Get yourself some peanuts.
I never do this. I really don't. And I hope you don't get mad at me for saying this. But, you know, each and every day, we always, you know, we've always had different merchants that will say, you know, will say, hey, can we bring this by? Can we bring this by? I think 7 o'clock, that's her time when she's supposed to be in here and start.
That's when she's going to be locked in the office.
Why can't 7 o'clock every night be her dinner hour? And I think there's no reason why some fine merchant can't bring a lovely meal by for the lovely lady.
But can I just stop for a second?
Yes, yes, please.
Let me think. Mm-hmm. Of somebody I know who owns a restaurant.
That's a given. I wasn't even talking about that. I will do that.
Look around.
I will
cafe.
Do that. I'll make sure that happens tonight. Okay. That'll happen tonight.
Wonderful. Your place is so much fun.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah, my good. Friend Michelle flashed the DJ and got free shirts.
No, she didn't. Never happens.
That never happens.
Oh. Never happens.
Well,
must be
mistaken.
Let's change
bra.
The subject there. But no, but I think that's a wonderful idea. So you get your meals.
All right. So then we'll have you living in the parking lot during the day and living in our office at night. Let's see. Hold on a second. I bet these calls are all for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, people.
Hi there. How's it?
How's that? I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Okay, let's cut to the chase. You're on the air.
Please tell her what she'll be watching tonight on the television.
Well, you can ask yourself. She's right here.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, what are you going to be watching on TV? You said you haven't watched TV for a while, so.
What's on Tuesday night?
Are you kidding? American Idol, honey.
Oh, yeah. Is that the finale?
It's the final three.
Your House, final three. Your Boston Public.
I'll see what everybody's talking about.
Your House is a good show. House is a good show.
Seen House.
Crazy Doctor, Addicted to Stuff.
Boston Public or Boston Legal?
Boston Legal. That's what I meant to say. And Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
All time. Scrubs. Yeah. Alex.
Again, that's Buzz's thing.
Buzz was giving you the Buzz channels.
It was Buzz's thing.
Because Do you have a copy of your grid lying around?
I didn't bring it with me today, Lisa, but I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Lisa, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
You know Chris?
Who is Chris?
I do know Chris. I know him from...
Hold on, his area code is 203.
Yeah, he's in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, soon to be Alabama.
Yeah.
How do you know this guy?
It's actually ridiculous. I'm on a website called livejournal.com.
Shock.
It's a blog. I know, right? And I've met him on there, and we've never actually talked on the phone.
Perhaps it's a good time for us to go over our house rules here. Might be necessary, you know.
No.
Like all good boarding houses in the 1940s. You know, what are the rules, Don, as far as gentlemen callers?
Yes. What she does in her car is okay. Uh-huh. You know, no
sure
fornicating
is.
In the office.
None.
Yeah,
And not even what the high schoolers call sex now, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I understand that.
For instance, if you happen to meet Ben, the custodian here.
Very nice man.
Uh-huh. And as it turns out, you want a little of that, you know.
I don't think I will want
to your car.
A little of that. Okay.
You've not met him.
He is
a
man
who knows.
Well,
I don't normally pick up people and take them to my car.
You haven't met
home.
Him.
You haven't met Ben. He has tremendous powers of seduction.
From the internet.
Hold on a second.
He's already called down and said no.
Why?
What?
Because of the legal liability. He can release forms.
Hughes. You know, Hughes can just eat one.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He can really eat one.
Aw.
What liability?
Overnight, he's concerned if there was some sort of trouble that we would be legally liable.
Well, what if we sign off on
release?
What if Don and I sign off on it?
Even with the newly prepared releases, he's still worried.
Hold on.
Are you saying I'm trouble?
No, hold on.
Not about you.
Shut up. All right, what's his phone number?
2811.
What if we can take the legal liability?
What's his phone number?
2811.
I don't know. That's why. Don't know. That's why I asked you.
Is it though?
I don't know, Buzz. We'll find out together.
All right.
All of us. There's got to be a way around this.
I know a way around it.
Was he on his cell?
I tried his cell and it was off. We can try it again. He might have been on the other line.
I know a way around it.
That sounds scary.
Mike's got an idea.
Mike's going to write it down.
Pad and pen.
Answered by Audix.
Michael Hughes.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone.
Why not?
I think even if we hired her as to be like an intern,
yeah.
First off, seriously, to be an intern,
You have to be in college.
See?
Right.
You have to be in a field related to broadcasting. You have to have a letter from the school. And even then, I don't know. They might be able to pull this crap on us. You know what we can do?
Mm.
Let me write down something else.
Okay.
Okay? That I think would work out.
All right. Another idea?
Just.
I had the same thought.
Being scribbled
we
down.
Don't, we wouldn't want to mention this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, Lisa, do you see this?
Yes.
Are you, don't say it aloud.
Are you,
I'm not.
Are you familiar with this?
After today, I am.
Okay. Well, then all right. Then I'll let the cat out of the bag.
I should point out right across.
I know, right across.
I don't have to do.
You know. Just being nice.
We're
you
know, just, there's like
just right across.
Yeah, I know. You know what? That's what we'll do.
Yeah. Elisa, you think a little better than the breeze would?
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm homeless. What do I know about it?
But so we'd have. Now, listen. Does Dickhead have a? Excuse me. Does Hughes have a problem with her living in the parking lot during the day?
I have not asked him that. He just called down to say that she can't be here overnight. I will find out.
Well, it's not living during the day. It's loitering.
Thank you, Lisa.
Some call it living. Some call it loitering.
And you have an automobile,
yeah.
So it's not like you can you can go in there
sitting there waiting for.
And technically, that's our parking spot.
God, this place! You know, I swear to God, they just love climbing up your bung just to shove it to you. It's like
no help is given, but plenty of hindrance.
Resistance,
is given.
Yes.
You know, like seriously, what's the problem? What is the difference between her coming down here and sleeping in a locked office and somebody coming down to play a game? Don't we sign a form like when people eat worms and stuff that if you die from E. coli, it's your fault?
Right.
Right. Right.
Well, can we just...
She's playing a contest. She's playing a contest to see how long she can stay in the building, and her goal is Friday.
They would say to you, okay, now I'll be the lawyer.
Okay.
I've done this so many times.
This is fun.
Yeah, as you know, Mike, for any contest, we need specific rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Those must be run past the legal department, and you must make the contest open to all people. How did you come up with the rules? What is the prize of the contest? How long will the contest be lasting?
Wow.
Where are there the points where if she has a problem, she can get out of this legally? What about us from a legal standpoint? What happens if she trips and falls at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and she sues the company?
Yeah,
I mean this is what the jerks will say to you, but this is why I thought all this had been covered already.
Well, in any event, you know what? We can improvise and it'll work out better for you. You know, it would have been fun for us.
Aww.
Really unique and novel idea.
Yeah, it's.
But you know what? I promise you, one night, you know what we'll do? One night we'll sneak into Hughes's office because he's not here every day.
Right.
See, so one night, you know, and he won't know which night it is.
Sure.
Because we know nothing will happen to you, especially up there.
Right.
Jesus Christ. That's
the hermetically sealed office. Padded walls.
We'll sneak you up there and let you just.
Just a nice warm wine.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's when we do let you have a gentleman call.
Just crawl all over every piece of furniture.
You know. Just have her do her big spender routine. Crawling on all fours on top of the desk. Hey, big spender.
I'm thinking you just make it like so CSI shows up and they do the black light.
What's the latest bad news?
No, there's no bad news.
Yeah.
She just can't be here unattended overnight. But during normal business hours, she can loiter in our parking lot.
I hate to be devil's advocate, but attended. There is somebody on the property, correct?
Yeah, not attending to her. They would be running board, not
well,
in office with her.
We can solve that.
What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
Don't look at me. I've got two kids.
I'm kidding.
Here.
Son, I am kidding you. I just called him son. That is
son.
No, only I was talking to Rob today. I heard Robert on the phone.
God.
Right.
Robert was having one of those Damien things.
Oh, a little mini meltdown.
And Rob's trying to be calm with him. Right. And Rob's like,
how'd I do?
Mommy's at the hardware store.
Yeah.
I want mommy now.
Did you use the standard 1930s movie response? Silence!
I've tried that. The reply that worked so well was, he said, I want mommy. I said, mommy's not here. Yes, she is. No,
I heard
she's not.
I heard all of that. Now, what if,
yeah, boy. What if we got a security guard?
Again, you know, I don't think we can hire a security. I mean, do you want to pay for it?
We're going to pay for the other thing, Don. You know, isn't it about the six and one and a half dozen of the other?
Yeah, but hold on. What about if we got, like, who's that that dumb guy that I call Josh?
Evan?
Kevin?
No, not the pimply face boy.
Which one?
The other one. The
John?
The boy. John.
John.
That boy. That boy.
What if we paid him just to sit outside her office? Sit outside her office.
Or
what,
sit inside the office if she wanted some company.
What if we paid him?
No.
If we paid him like to sleep in a sleeping bag outside our office for the 4 nights that she was here?
Let me see. I will ask.
Give him a call.
Right.
No, there's no guaranteeing this
guy.
Do
you want to bring him in here?
We might need
to speak with him.
John,
yeah, bring John.
John. See if he's cool with it.
If Hughes is here, bring him in.
Oh.
And if not John, I know you don't want to use the pimply face, boy. He strikes me as somebody who would...
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, he's...
He's on the other show all the time.
Yeah, he's on with the junkies all the time. So, you know, I mean, if anybody in the back room was really a player, they'd step up now. I'm only thinking of one person.
Joe.
But I know he won't because he's married. And
yeah. Joe.
Joe, there would be some extra money in it. I mean,
Joe.
After all, Mike and I were going to pay
Joe,
like $100 a night for her to stay at a hotel.
Joe.
So let's do the math.
That's $400.
Mm-hmm.
400 extra beans.
That's good money.
Just to sleep in a sleeping bag outside our office in the hallway from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m.
We got to have some hungry folks around here that would be like a little extra cash.
You'd think.
You know, for going into the summer season, I think it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We should just make it an open offer to anybody on the staff that wants to make a quick $4.
Yep. Sure. Hi, John.
Okay, here he is.
Come on, John.
Hi, John.
Step up to the microphone, John.
Hi, son.
How are you?
Hello, Josh.
How's
How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Josh, Lisa, Josh. Actually, John.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Josh.
John's one of our dedicated young employees here.
What exactly do you work in the promotions department?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm guessing without tossing out figures, you're not making a tremendous amount of money. You're doing this like everybody in radio. You're doing it
because I love to do it. Yeah,
to get to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
But the money's no good.
No.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, how would $400 be if you slept outside our office for 4 nights in a row?
Sold.
Hey!
Sold.
Look
wow.
at that. Not even.
There's
you know,
a team player.
I'm not even a bargaining man. I'll take it.
Wow.
All right.
Yes.
Team
you know,
player,
that's
John.
Very, very cool.
Now, all we
that's
would ask...
That's very cool, and then we didn't, you know, you could have been a dink in negotiating.
A dick about it, but thank you.
No,
you
my pleasure. I'm looking forward to it. And really, for a homeless girl, you're not bad looking.
All right. He has raised his stock at this radio station.
Yep. So listen, it'll be your job to make sure, like, if she's got to, you know, go stinky or something, she will knock on the door and say, John, escort me to the bathroom.
And Lisa, you're comfortable having basically a guard?
He's a good guy.
Dan, do we have to run it by you-know-who one more time?
Well,
is Rob doing that right now?
I believe that, he's doing that now.
Rob was checking on the attendee.
I think he's doing that right now. Because he could actually almost be like her... take out taxi. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
He could say to her, you know.
Yeah.
And
you
who
know.
Knows, a friendship might be. John's a very nice guy, Lisa. Yeah, very one of the nicer guys here.
What's the latest?
If he sticks to her like glue, escorts her everywhere, stays with her at all times, Hughes is okay with it.
Hey, how about that?
All right.
Wow. How about that?
This is even better.
Let's almost give it up a little bit for Hughes for making a fist.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And one question. Lisa, would you be averse to if Johnny here wanted to watch a little tube, you know, that
no,
he
I
could...
No, I just said you can watch American
okay.
Idol with me.
Okay.
Whatever.
Right. All right. Just, I think that'd be nice for him, you know. But he's got places where he can, you know, go in the radio station to do whatever he wants.
During
to.
Business hours, she's free to loiter outside,
mm-hmm.
and she's gone and off our property 7 o'clock on Friday night.
John, what were you... Everything cool? All right.
What?
Her picture is on the web.
Ah, very
okay,
good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. All right.
All right. So
this is good.
This is moving.
Good.
Now, here's what we need from you, Josh. And I know your name is John, but I like calling you Josh. I guess you'll have to rush home and get yourself a sleeping bag
and a spit kit.
And yeah, you know you're.
I have a sleeping bag in my car.
Your dob kit.
Oh, I'll be getting a sleeping bag.
John, now that's
kidding,
not,
kidding.
And you want to get whatever you need to make yourself comfortable. You know, you should probably. Boy, hey Buzz.
Yes.
Do you have those sleep masks with you?
There's one hanging on the wall behind me. I think I have another one either in my briefcase or at home.
See, why?
I never go anywhere without a mask.
Is that why Buzz is the greatest?
He's got a sleeping mask.
So if you
bed.
See what Buzz has, you can put on tonight out in the hallway because the lights may be
see,
too
John,
bright
Buzz
for you.
See, John, Buzz is holding that up for you right
it's like a thing. It's like a thing that you
thank
wear
you,
to block out the light.
Pretend it's night.
Okay, well then, this is a done deal.
Anything else that they need? Is there anything else you guys need?
I don't
need?
Think so. She's got $20, so they can splurge and get a pizza tonight.
They don't have to. I'm going to give them dinner. I'm going to bring them dinner. I'm going to call during the break. I'm going to call and you guys, I'll just sort of rattle off whatever you want.
All right. Well then, Lisa, you go to your car.
Okay.
And Josh,
I know your name is John, but Joshua, you go and get your whatever you need, you know, your overnight bag. Oh, look at that pretty picture of you on our website.
Very
now,
nice,
Lisa.
Very nice.
There you go. There she is.
Hi, I'm
right there.
It's a nice picture, Lisa.
On the front page. And how about we take a picture of David Schwimmer's brother as well?
Never gets old.
And put his picture up
and
there,
too. And we want
too.
Each and every day, we want, like, the updates. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you guys just
on each other.
Let the adventure begin.
Okay.
All right. Really, so. Now that you're being supervised, you got the run of the place.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, Joshua, thank you. John,
thank
you.
He is Joshua to us. He has to be Joshua.
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 Joshua Schwimmer.
And and Lisa, so glad that you're going to be able to get somewhere to sleep and you know, eat this week.
Right.
So kids,
I just wanted to say, I've been listening to you guys since I was about 14 years old.
Wow.
All the time, like 4 hours a day. Well, except for when I moved, and I was very sad, so...
Well, thank you.
I'm glad I finally
thank
got
you.
To meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
In your radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, look how things have worked out.
This is good. And, it's, and you know, and credit goes to John here. This is a very nice thing for him
very
to do.
Very true. So, John, we'll have the cash for you tomorrow.
Great.
We'll pay up front.
Good.
You know, it'd be nice maybe tonight we can get a picture up on the web of Joshua and his little sleeping bag and his little nighty-night pillow and his mask.
Right. It's going to be wonderful.
We're
going to have, you know, and you can either dine together or separately.
And at bedtime, he'll be asleep outside your office, right?
Right. Yes. 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 Now,
good
yeah.
morning, salespeople.
So, again, yeah, you got to remember that it is your job to watch out for her.
Right, and I've got to stay here overnight. So, I mean, when I've got to be here in the morning, I've got to find some place to shower. So we're thinking the bathroom.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
of course.
Right. That's kind of why we're paying you $100 a night.
Mr. Johnson used to do it quite a bit here, so there's no problem.
Steve Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, he'd fall asleep.
You know, read the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks. That's a pretty good primer.
And do you have a pillow and stuff to, do you have any kind of bedding that you can put on the couch?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, good.
Well,
wonderful. I tell you what, Lisa, go to your car, and in a couple of breaks, like a half an hour or so, we'll call you. And
it's almost time for you to start moving in.
See how you're doing. But for now, go to your car,
okay.
And we'll call you, and thanks, and see you later. And Josh, we'll see you before the end of the show.
Sounds great.
All right, get out of here, you kids.
That's right.
Okay, there you go.
Kids. John, I should point out to you, there are no cameras in our office.
That's what you think, Mike.
Oh, really? Oh, man. So what, do you have, like, hours of me picking?
That is a pretty good experiment.
Life's funny.
That's pretty good. Thank God Hughes caved. Otherwise, boy, oh, boy, that could have been Ballistic City.
You know what? It did seem to me, and I know to you, is kind of an innocent little thing that we're doing here. Not that big a deal, but it almost got derailed, but thanks to John, it's on.
Yeah.
John and the homeless girl are making out.
Already?
What's the liability if she gets pregnant?
With his child, plenty.
Well, that's no problem. How much is the morning after pill?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Seriously, how much is that?
There's a Rite Aid right down the street.
I got them in my office.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't have them, I'm sure Buzz has got them.
Sure. My briefcase.
Isn't that the greatest thing about Buzz? You say right away, hey, Buzz, do you have a sleep mask on you? Why, yes, I do.
Right here. And it's like hanging on the wall in back of him.
All right, everybody,
he uses it during the show.
Everybody is. I see every line is lit up. I'm guessing it's probably about Lisa. Mm-hmm. And it's about, you know, Joshua. So let's break, and then we'll come back and call her in her car and see how day one is going. And then we're just going to move on with the show.
You're right.
The whole time, remember, she's living out there and then living in here at night.
Exactly.
Just until, and Hughes was firm about that, right? Until COB on Friday?
When is the, and this ends when? Friday, at the end of the show.
Friday, 7 p.m. Yeah,
by that time, you know, she'll be ready to start her new job at the Home Depot, and John will be ready to sleep in a real bed.
Or not.
And they can go to the clinic together.
Mm-hmm. That'll be, it's going to be wonderful.
Wonderful. And he'll offer to pay half.
All the
That's
clinics.
That's fair.
Just think, every night it's going to be, so what are you kids having for dinner tonight? As they start their candlelit dinner.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that $20 is not going to go that far.
Sure.
I mean, my generosity does know a certain limit. I did slip for $20 today, and we'll pay Josh $400.
Right.
So it's kind of got to be, you know, let's see what, I mean, if it's s'mores, if it's peanut butter and jelly, that's what it's got to be.
That's great.
Tonight,
Tonight, chicken fingers.
Tonight they eat like kings from your place.
Yeah, they're going to get steak.
S'mores.
What, are they going to have a campfire in your office?
As long as they're supervised.
Supervised fire.
You never have had microwave s'mores?
No, I only eat health food.
Okay.
They have some.
Okay, Charlie Chipotle.
They have some crap now in the store that you buy and you pop it in the microwave in 15 seconds. It's like s'mores.
There goes John.
There he goes.
Shaking his head ruefully.
John, who is going to be living in the hallway for a week. That's as good as having the homeless chick live in our office for a week.
It's going to be a wonderful thing.
Okay, let's do the break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. We'll do the show. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.